This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
We may just be starting 2016, but RNIB Scotland's member forums are about to get underway, looking at what's been going on and what's coming up in the future. An event is taking place on the 26th of January in Gala Shields, and to tell us a bit more about that and some of the other forthcoming events, we have with us RNIB Scotland's chair, Sandra Wilson. Sandra, thank you very much for joining us. So we're off to a bit of a flying start in 2016.
Oh yes, the Gala Shields event's one we've had in the pipeline for a while now. We'd hoped to do it last autumn to coincide with the opening of the Borders Railway, but quite a lot was going on. We had tech share and it had to be put on the back burner. So to get the year off to a flying start and to get the programme going, we're coming down to Gala Shields on the 26th of January. It's an afternoon event. It's the King's House Hotel. It's on Selkirk Road. It starts at 1 o'clock with refreshments and it will finish round about 4 o'clock.
So what kind of things will you be discussing?
The main focus of this event is transport. Gala Shields and the Borders has been a wee bit cut off without the railway. And I've heard this from people that they can't come to member events because it just takes so long to get there. So now that there's the railway, we hope things will change. So what we're going to focus on is transport, and we've invited speakers from some of the main transport providers, road and rail, to talk about what they do for people with disabilities, also to remind people of the assistance you can get travelling by rail, talk a bit about the bus charter, which we're trying to bring bus travel up to the same level of assistance as rail travel, and also, very important, let people talk to other members and hear how they've got on, swap experiences, swap tips, just things that people do find useful. As well as transport, we'll have an update on what's happening in RNIB Scotland, and we're also going to feature the 80th anniversary of the Talking Book Service. This is a taster, if you like, an appetiser. It's a bit like the trailer you used to get at the cinema and then you can get the real show. What's really important at these events is that people get the chance to talk to each other, meet each other, make new contacts and learn from each other. And one thing I should say, Alan, is that although this is a member event, if you're blind or partially sighted and you're in the Gala Shields area or anywhere that you can get to Gala Shields, you're very welcome to come along. Because what we want to do is to extend and include more people, more members, get more people involved. The more people we have involved in RNIB, the louder the voice, and that makes it easier for us to bring about change.
Now, you mentioned the Talking Books anniversary. We've obviously have the news that the Talking Book Service is now free for blind people if they meet the criteria. So that's good news. They're going to have access to all this literature. But it's interesting you talk about transport as well, because you know perhaps many people don't think about the buses and the trains and the difficulties that it can pose if transport isn't accessible. And it is something that is absolutely vital for people with visual impairments.
Transport's a very big issue. It comes up time and time again. And we're very lucky in that the assistance that's provided by the railways is extremely good. There are systems in place. You can also build up very good links with local stations where they get to know you. Bus travel is a bit less sure. We're still working very hard with the bus charter to get buses to stop at bus stops if they see somebody with a white stick or a guide dog, shout out the number of the bus or the destination of the bus, and also give people a hand of telling them when it's time to get off. It's a lot to ask of drivers with all they have to do, but the companies that we've been dealing with have taken it on board. One of the things that's been happening with bus travel is Swap With Me. And what happens is that the blind or partially sighted person gets into the driver's cab, doesn't start the bus up, don't worry, and the driver puts on simulated specs and becomes a passenger and tries to go through the process of showing a pass or buying a ticket, finding a seat without being able to see what he, she's doing.
As we said, Sandra, this is the first members forum event of the year, but as you said, blind and partially sighted people, anyone can come along.
We've got a programme planned from now till the end of March. If we can just go back a wee bit, Alan. About a year ago, RNIB decided to extend involvement from RNIB members and set up a community in which a number of groups can be involved, members, campaigners, volunteers, anybody really who's blind or partially sighted, also family and friends. And the idea is to really make services member-led. And it's up to the members to decide what they want. What we've had up until now, we've had three big forums a year, usually one in Edinburgh, one in Glasgow, and one somewhere else where you get to by a main rail or bus link. What we've been doing for the last year is to try to take these events out to more local areas. We've had one in Ayrshire, we've had one in Forth Valley, and to try to involve more people in their local area. Now, in March, on the 10th of March in Glasgow, we're having a traditional forum where we're going to focus very much on the experiences of the pilot we've been running, find out from members what they want in the future. Do they want the big gatherings? Do they want small local events? Do they want a mixture? What type of activities do they want? And then what we've got to do is go away and do it.
I mean, I can understand that you're looking to get more blind and partially sighted people involved, but are you still trying to get the message out that becoming a member of RNIB can make a massive difference as well?
You can still become a member of RNIB. They're changing the way the membership runs. Membership is going to be free. At the moment, there is a membership fee. They've been trialling free membership, and from this year, it will become free. People will be invited to make a donation, but the donation can be a cash donation, or it could be the time that you commit to helping out for RNIB. Final details are still being worked out. Some people want to be involved, but they don't actually want to be a member. Others are more interested in campaigning. For some people, it's a different type of skill, different type of interest. And then you've got people who are volunteers, and some people are more than one. So by bringing everybody together, that gives a wider perspective on just what's going on, what's needed, and what we can do about it.
Sandra, if anyone out there is interested in attending one or more of the events, or indeed becoming a member, how can they get more details?
Well, there are a range of numbers, but the good starting point is to phone the RNIB Scotland head office in Edinburgh, and the number is 0131 652 3140.
Sandra Wilson, thank you for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
Thank you, Alan.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.